That is the wild deer traveling in their pack.
In their Honda Civic with the muffler cut off.
Well, you know, they gotta do something for them does. It's all about them does, money and does, Joe. Looking bad, gripping up.
A mayor has resigned.
A female mayor?
Yes, and days later was arrested for alleged sex with a minor. Check her out real quick.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's cute.
There's a chick mayor that was sleeping with a kid. And then there's a lunch lady.
I'm sorry. It's like, that's like one step up from a PE teacher, maybe.
After grooming him for months.
Well, serving him lunch, obviously.
She picked him up from a party in her car and him in the car.
There was a party in her car, or... I gotcha.
He was 14. She was 32. And, these kids don't know how to keep their mouth shut, but I probably wouldn't be able to either. But
do we have a photo rendering of this lunch lady? I was just curious. I wanted to see what's.
We're literally outside this episode, and
yeah,
cars are driving past
again. More deer. It's a very highly populated deer area. I tell you, I don't know about you, but I hate being on the highway hitting a deer. They never have insurance, and they always try to convince you they have a buck that can take care of it cheaper.
For those that are offended by the word, just pretend we're saying R word.
Or grape. There you go. Yeah. Lunch lady graped a 14-year-old. See, it doesn't sound so bad now. I was just curious what this lunch lady looked like.
A moderately sized butt. Thin arms, thin waist.
I'm imagining like a fit Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Face, 7 out of 10.
Still a T-Rex.
I'm not going to give her name, but y'all can look it up. Because if we mention her name, that gives her too much news.
Notoriety, coverage, yeah. It's kind of one of these things. We don't want to make the villains, the grapists, into the celebrities. Just us, Robin Todd. That's the only names you need to know.
Staunton's finest grape juice.
Grape juice. Promo for all your graping needs.
Promo code.
I heard it through the grapevine. 07.
Hometown heroes, Staunton.
Yes, who's leading the way in that righteous pack?
A gentleman named Dan. Who, out of sheer humbleness, wishes his last name would not be included.
Sounds sus, but okay.
Anyway, Dan...
We're error diddling that.
...has saved a family of five from a burning house.
Puppies or kittens?
People.
Oh! Babies?
He got helped get the kids out first.
Nice.
It was his neighbor.
Probably makes up for all the stuff he borrowed and didn't return.
This is based on a true story, by the way.
Funny. I thought before it was actually a true story.
He went back into the burning house to get Granny out of there. Not his granny, but
the
selflessly because it's the neighbor's granny.
Yeah, I guess it's a toss-up. I know, you definitely go with the kids, then the elderly. Then the woman or women, and then, well, the guy's probably dead, but, you know, you look for the corpse at that point.
He carried one person a whole block to meet the EMS, who was barricaded and could not proceed through to reach the victims.
I assume the fire department barricaded the area?
That I don't know. Anyway, carried Granny for a whole block to the EMS so they could render care, completely tearing his shoulder muscle in half.
Man.
Oh! But never considering giving up.
So his neighbor, see?
His muscle. How about his ripped shoulder muscle? Is his teres major?
Well,
it might be his latissimus dorsi.
It definitely sounds like the first thing, whatever you said.
Maybe infraspinatus.
That's exactly what
you think. They all blew? Just a massive blowout?
What was the dimensions on this granny?
Large to extra large.
Oh.
We don't give the Purple Heart out.
No, not to civilians. Do we give that to civilians?
No.
Okay, didn't think so. But we should. If we did, this guy definitely deserved it. I don't know. Maybe we can give him a Nobel Peace Prize to make up for it.
We could do that, but I was thinking we should give him a Hammond J. Waters Award for excellence in the community.
Yeah. Now, he saved only one granny, right? I mean, let's put this in perspective. Does the award really match the action? I mean, we're not just handing these things out, are we?
Don't give him a Hammond J.
Let's give him a nod. Good guy. I like that. Dan, if you're listening, thank you.
And we know you might be.
Well, you might if you're not dying from your hibiscus muscle from tearing.
It's painful.
No, I don't imagine it tickles.
Thanks, Dan.
We love you, Dan.
The last 400 yards, he may have been on a torn ACL. that we don't know.
Yeah, he probably got that when he slipped on a skateboard. The nature sound effects are brought to you by Robin Todd. Robin Todd. Tranquil. Like nature. Just listen.
Raccoon in a Chevy truck. Cut to commercial.
Oh, I didn't know you were still recording. Lunch lady, I remember, looked like the way Chris Farley looked like a lunch lady on Saturday Night Live's Lunch Lady Land with Adam Sandler. Very heavy set woman.